welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hey friends, how are you? Happy Friday. This is Jessica, and I'm so thrilled to be with you for our Friday episode today. I want to remind you that the Mom Conference is coming up. It's coming up next Tuesday. It starts October 11th and runs for 3 days, 11th, 12th, and 13th. And during that time, you'll be able to access over 20 different presentations where there's parenting experts from all categories, from health to fitness to finance to talking about difficult subjects with your kids and values parenting. I mean, there's just so much amazing content from all these parenting experts in the field. And over the course of 3 days, October 11th, 12th, and 13th, that's next Tuesday, you are able to sign up for free. You guys, even if you sign up and you're not sure if you can attend, it doesn't hurt because it's free and you don't miss out on anything if you just sign up. Go to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. If you click on the link that I have there, it'll send you straight over to the Mom Conference website and you can sign up for free. Just enter your information and you'll get a confirmation email right away. That will give you access next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to all the presentations for free. And there'll be different presenters every single day. So you just choose which presentations you want to listen to on each day. Maybe you have a lot of time, maybe you have a little time. Whatever it is, figure out which conference topics really speak to you. And then pencil them in as best you can on your calendar so you can at least access the ones that mean the most to you or most relevant to you at this point in your life. That way, if you run out of time, at least you got the stuff that you really came for. And even if it's one presentation, it's free. So you might as well sign up. And then if you find that you love the content you were able to consume, but you wished you had been able to watch more of the presentations and whatnot, you are able to purchase the premium package. And there'll be links to that on my website as well. And this is not a high pressure sales thing. Trust me. I'm just saying, if you run out of time and you feel like, gosh, I wish I could have listened to the Amy McCready presentation, or I wish I could have heard from the Fly Lady. If you didn't have time for those things, no worries. You can purchase the premium package for a really good rate if you click on the website as well. And you can access all of those presentations again in an unlimited time frame and watch them at your leisure forever. You also get some bonus materials when you purchase the package, so it's definitely worth checking out to see if it is meaningful to you. If it's not, no big deal. Just watch the presentations over the 3 days. Another cool thing is a week from Tuesday, so October 18th, I believe it is, you are able to watch the top five presentations. And it's voted on, so I think you'll get an email during the week saying who is your favorite or which one did you wish you could have seen. And the top five will be re-airing for free next Tuesday, the 18th, after the conference is over. So that's another bonus for free. So you have another day to access that great content. But then there's always the purchasing route as well. So it's totally up to you. I am so excited, you guys. Can you tell? I've attended for the last 2 years and I just get so excited because I feel like parenting, you can kind of get in a rut and get doing the same things over and over and you're not really sure where to turn if you're having a certain issue with your child or you're consuming way too much information and it's hard to sift through it. Trust me when I say, sometimes just having a new voice tell you something can make a huge, huge difference. Amy McCready and her positive parenting solutions has made all the difference in the way that I talk to my children and the way that they talk to me. I'm a recovering yeller. I never thought I'd be a yelling parent, but I found myself raising my voice a lot and I just did not like that. And so when I started delving into Amy McCready's philosophy of positive parenting and getting kids to listen and so you don't have to yell, it saved my life and saved my relationship with my kids. It's amazing. So she is definitely one that I would flag as one that definitely to prioritize. Like I said, last year, I loved hearing from the Fly Lady, Mara Silly. April Perry and her husband are speaking, the Iyers. I mean, the list goes on. And there's new names that I haven't heard of yet, but I know because of the topics, the financial guy and people talking about values-based parenting and all those kinds of things, I know I want to tune into those because it can just really give me an idea or two that I can tweak in my parenting today. And I can make sure to just kind of up my game and give me a fresh perspective on parenting. Many times, if you're a listener of this podcast, chances are you're already doing a great job parenting. You don't need to do a huge overhaul of your parenting. But by getting one or two new ideas, little teeny tiny tweaks that can just really help you to reevaluate a situation or implement a new routine or a new skill or a new way of communicating with your kids, that can be a game changer. Those small changes can yield big results. And I can attest to that in my own family and in my own life. And I know that you are going to find that same thing from these amazing mom conference participants and presenters. You're going to love it. So go to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com, and you'll be able to sign up for free. And then there's always the premium package option. It's just an option for you. So I hope you enjoy the mom conference. Sign up with me and we'll be able to share our takeaways with each other once it's over. I can't wait. And then next Friday, I'm having Saren Loosely on. She is one of the creators of the mom conference with Desi, and she is going to talk about how the mom conference went, all the amazing takeaways that she had from the presenters. And then she's going to talk a little bit more about the premium package, just so that you know fully what that is. And you might say, hey, that's really worth it for me. Or, oh no, I don't think that's a fit. It's totally up to you, but just want to give you the information so that you can make a decision. Because sometimes you might not know about an opportunity. I hate it when this happens. You don't even know something exists, and then you hear about it after the fact, and you're like, oh, I wish I had known about that. I would have signed up for this free conference. Or, oh man, I would have bought that package so I had unlimited access. Well, I'm just your messenger. I'm just telling you what's available, and then you can decide if it's a fit for you. So tune into the mom conference, and it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. So today I actually have an interview for you. This week I interviewed Robin Long of the Balanced Life Online, the Pilates instructor, and she's just so amazing. And I signed up for her sisterhood and I love the workout so much. And I also love the guest contributors on her newsletter that she sends out. So one of those in the past month was Ali Casaza. And she wrote an article about decluttering that actually went viral really quickly. But before even that happened, the article really spoke to me and about how simplifying her life really changed her life with her kids. And so I emailed Robin and I said, Robin, who is this Allie? And can I get her on the show? Because it'd be a great pairing, since it was on your website, it'd be a great pairing to have her on the Friday episode to talk about the article and about decluttering and where to start to kind of minimalize your home, to get a clean slate and to feel better in your space. So I reached out to Allie and she agreed to chat with me on the podcast. And so we just have a short interview with her today about how decluttering really changed her life. And even with small children, they've been able to keep their home much more tidy and it just feels so much more peaceful, and how it really changed her mindset of parenting. It's not just about the stuff. It's about how the stuff affects you and affects your mind. So I can't wait for you to hear my interview with Allie. You're going to love her. And I'll provide a link to the article as well in the show notes. Okay. So let's tune into Allie right now. All right. I'm so excited to be talking with Allie Casaza today. She wrote an awesome article called How Getting Rid of My Stuff Saved My Motherhood. And that title just really resonated with me, Allie. I can't wait for you to talk about where that article came from, how it changed your life, and I'm just so glad to be talking with you today. So thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking me to be here. I'm super excited. I'm happy to talk about it.
Awesome. Well, let's just give the listeners a little background on who you are first, and then we'll jump into the article.
Yeah, sure. I'm Allie Casaza. I am married. I have four kids. My oldest is my only girl. She's 7. And my youngest will be 2 on Halloween. So I know something about being overwhelmed and being busy.
Yes.
So my article came from just sort of my story. I have struggled chronically with just overwhelm, sort of going in and out of depression, just sort of feeling like I just clean up. And this isn't, you know, sort of wasn't what I wanted for my motherhood. I was just feeling like I always wanted to get married and have kids, and here I was doing exactly that, and yet I was miserable. I would wake up every day to my kids just whining for food, whining for breakfast, and the day was starting without me, and I was just feeling like, I don't want to do this again. I felt like there had to be more than that. I believe that mothers are not excluded from our call to live abundantly. I knew that I was called for to abundant life and that I could do more than this, but I wasn't experiencing it. And what was happening was I was kind of going to friends and mentors and trusted, you know, people in my life and just asking, you know, is this normal? I'm feeling super overwhelmed. Like, I'm not handling this well at all. And what's up? And everybody sort of gave me the same answer. It was this resounding, you know, oh, hashtag mom life. You know, yeah. We all get through it. Like, it's just the way that it is. We all get through it. You know, you'll make it through. And it was one of those things where I just knew in the depths of my soul that is not right. It's not what I wanted. I felt like it just didn't fit. It didn't work for me. That's not what I wanted. So I kind of, long story short, I had this horrible day where I ended up locked in my bathroom, sitting on the floor and just sort of crying. And I mean, it was like one of those days where you're like, I either need like a very large glass of wine and chocolate or I don't know, like somebody needs to come and save me.
I need an intervention. Yeah.
Yeah, like I just couldn't do it anymore. And my toddler was screaming, like teething. My daughter was asking for snacks. The baby wouldn't stop nursing. Like, I just was like, oh my gosh, everyone's literally on top of me all the time. And I can't do this anymore. I don't want to feel like this. I was yelling all the time. I just wasn't the mom that I wanted to be. And I wasn't okay with getting through it and making it to the other side, like survival mode. And I didn't believe that that's what needed to happen. I knew there was another way and I was determined to find it. So that day in the bathroom, I just sort of was like, okay, something's got to give here. What is it that's taking up all my time? And it was like, the answer just came to me right then. It's just cleaning up. All I do is clean up stuff. And it's not motherhood. I'm not even having the time to raise my babies and intentionally pour into them and be a good mom. All I do is yell and tell them to get out of my way and go be busy, put Netflix on, go play with your toys. You know, why are you so whiny? So that I could do this constant cleaning up. And that's just it wasn't what I wanted. So I realized that it was myself. So what I did that day was, after the kids went to bed, I did a massive overhaul of the toy room. I started there just because that was the bane of my existence. It was the sort of thing where you have I think a lot of us have that playroom. Like, it's just a room that's actually dedicated to toys, which now I know is ridiculous and not helping, and I would never do that again. But at the time, I had a massive playroom because my house allowed for it, and you could see it when you walked in the front door. You could see it from the kitchen, and it was just always disgusting and messy and horrible, no matter what I did, because the kids would just go in there and, you know, dump everything out instead of picking the one thing they're looking for.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just never ending. So I gutted that playroom. I got rid of everything that wasn't purposeful and adding to my kids' life. So if it wasn't like constructive play, like Legos, if it wasn't encouraging their imagination, if it was any one of those toys that sort of does all the playing and imagining for them, it went.
Mm.
What happened, I can get into all of that, you know, if you want me to as we go, but what happened was everything changed. Everything just got so much lighter and better, and I continued to take that purging into the rest of my house, and I never looked back, and now I spend my life helping other women do the same in their homes because it is so freeing.
Amazing. Oh, you're speaking my language, Allie. And I think the listeners too will be able to resonate, whether it's like one day in particular where you know you felt like that, or it's months and months of like, this is my existence. I love how you said you knew that you deserve to live abundantly. You know, in any other job, you would expect, you know, a good quality of life to some degree. And, you know, for your contribution to, you know, having a successful life and having things go well, you know, you should have that coming back to you. And so when you feel like you're just cleaning up all day, you're not being able to be intentional with your kids, and like your kids are in the way, I mean, that's a heartbreaking statement, but we've all thought it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that was the thing. And I get a lot of negative feedback for saying that. But you know what? If you haven't been there, then what I talk about isn't for you.
Right.
Yeah. If you've been at that point where you're like, if I can be honest with myself, my kids are just in my way.
Yeah.
That is a mindset shift that needs to happen. And when you're a mom and you get to that horrible point and you can say that to yourself, that says something. That is something you need to say so that you can make the changes necessary.
Right. And you didn't want to feel that way. And so you took action. And it's when we don't take action and we just dwell in that space of feeling like we don't like our life. I mean, it permeates the whole family, and our kids, you know, are feeding off of our moods and what we do during the day and how we feel. And, you know, and that's kind of an ugly thing for them to be taking that on as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I was seeing them just nervous that I was always yelling and just nobody was thriving.
Right.
So I wanted to change that.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So if I cleaned out my kids' toys one night and almost everything was gone, my kids would wake up the next morning and be like, what happened? What were your kids' reaction?
Yeah, I was actually worried about that. Like, I had gotten rid of almost everything, and I was worried they would come downstairs the next morning and freak out.
Yeah.
And at the time, this is important because I would do it differently. I would do it differently if, you know, if I was doing this now, I would handle it differently. But at the time, my oldest was about 4. Mm-hmm. So me going in there and taking full control was okay. I would do it differently now. But at the time, my kids came downstairs and I acted like everything was normal. I had woken up really early the next morning because I was changing my life. And I had breakfast ready, and then I sent them in their playroom to go play like I usually do. And to my surprise, my daughter was like, oh, Mom, everything is so clean. Thanks. And she walked in and she found this, her like dress up stuff that she had been missing because it was under all the piles. And she was like, I am going to be Rapunzel right now. And she just started playing dress up and they were totally, totally fine. But I will say, I was careful not to get rid of anything that was like extremely valuable to my kids. If there was something that didn't line up with what I wanted them to keep, but it was very, very precious to them, I still kept it. So her beloved stuffed unicorn stayed, you know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And how did that, so you said you started with the playroom because that was the thing that really mattered to you and was driving you crazy every single day. And then it kind of trickled and you got momentum into the rest of your house. Have you been able to keep it up?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, it's been about 4 years and we're completely on the other side of minimalism. It's very easy to maintain, but I did like my initial purge. I kept that momentum for a few months and did the whole thing. So I didn't like do a little bit and then wait a couple years and do more because stuff would have just kept accumulating and I would not have been able to keep that momentum.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I kept going, and then now we're on the other side, very, very easy to maintain, because when you do this, like when you really, really do this, your entire system completely changes, and the upkeep of my home is so, so simple and so minimal. I don't spend hours at the kitchen sink doing dishes anymore. I'm never like super behind on the laundry. My house feels always clean and picked up and ready for company to drop by. Mm. Those are amazing feelings. You're not going to go back if you experience it.
Absolutely.
You don't want to go back.
Absolutely. And how has that changed the way that you view your kids and the way that you parent them?
Oh, so much. I won't get into all of this, but I had really severe postpartum depression after my first was born. It was so severe. It was so, so, I'm not talking about like baby blues. It was very, very, very crippling, and it affected me physically. I got physically ill from it. It was just horrible. And so I had this a very intense rift in my relationship with my daughter from that, because I kind of missed the first year of her life.
Wow.
And this allowed me, it completely changed my relationship with her. It allowed me to be present. Because of all the free time that came from doing this, I was able to sort of start over with her and form a bond. We started developing these like weekly mother-daughter rhythms of things we would do together. I was just present. It's really all it was. I just became very present because I wasn't stressed out all the time. And that ended up healing my relationship with her. And now there's no rift at all. And it's crazy that something as simple as letting go of your junk could do so much.
Right, right. Yeah, clearing your physical space really clears your mind space for being able to heal and build from there. And I love what you said, like, it's never too late either. You know, it's like you had that struggle up front in that first year, which I'm sure was extremely difficult. And it could have been a lifelong thing that you continued to struggle with, but you really took action. And so for any parents that might be listening who think, you know, I'm really struggling with one child, or I'm really struggling with the mess, or I'm really struggling with fill in the blank, right? It's never too late to make it better. Create an action plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's the key there, that things happen to us, you know, life happens, things get difficult, but it's about, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to allow this? It's a choice, whether that's, you know, sort of a kick in the pants or not. It's a choice if you're going to let that be your continued path.
Right.
Are you going to say, you know what? My depression doesn't own me. My stuff doesn't own me. My yelling doesn't own me. And mm-hmm. I'm going to take that captive and put it in its place.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. And so now you've turned this into a passion project and a way to help other women and empower other women to make these similar choices. So if this resonates, if this article resonates with you, the listeners, and I'll link to it in the show notes for sure. It's on the Balanced Life online blog. Where else can they find you online to get more information about you and what you have to offer?
Yeah, so my blog, which I've had for years, is thepurposefulhousewife.com. And there, you know, I have a blog. I write a couple times a week over there, fresh articles, really only on this topic. And then I work one-on-one with women in my coaching program to help them specifically with their homes. And there's also an online course over there that they could take, sort of DIY version, and work through their homes that way.
I love that so much. You know, you don't need to be overwhelmed by taking on the whole house. It's like, what is bothering you? Is it one drawer? Is it the junk drawer? Is it the toys? Start small, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the biggest issues that women face, is the overwhelm of the whole thing. Because you're already overwhelmed. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be listening to this. And then when you're like, okay, so now I know what to do, but I'm overwhelmed by that.
Right.
So take a bite. Just do your bathroom. Yeah, pick something emotionless and just get it done.
Right. Yeah, emotionless. I like that. Yeah, I have no connection to anything in my bathroom, so that would be a good place to purge. Right. Allie, thank you so much for sharing this, and I can't wait for everyone to read your article. I know that so many people have already benefited from it. I know that I did.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, have an awesome day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. I love Allie's message of cleaning up, cleaning out, and just simplifying so that you can live a happier, more peaceful life. Sometimes our stuff can truly be the thing that's getting in the way of living abundantly and living and enjoying our motherhood. Do you find that in your own life? There's been a lot of hype lately about decluttering and things like that, the life-changing magic of tidying up, books like that, that have really spurred people on to downsizing and doing capsule wardrobes and rotating toys and all those things. I'm dying to know, what are the things that work well for you to live more simply and have a tidier space so that you can live a more free and peaceful life? I'd like to know what works in your home as well. So thanks, Allie, for coming on the show. Definitely click on her article in the show notes so that you can read exactly what she wrote and about that process of what that did for her and her family. Next week, I'm excited to bring you another extraordinary mom in my interview with Lisa Campbell. Lisa had a normal pregnancy and was expecting a typical delivery, but then she realized shortly after her daughter Harlow's birth that there were some things that weren't quite right. And after several months of testing, they determined that she had something called CHARGE syndrome. Now, at the time of the interview, I really didn't know anything about CHARGE syndrome. But through Lisa's explanation and her educating me, I feel so much more in the know, and it's way more common than you might think. And so it's something that it's great to know about so that you can really be aware of people in your community and around you that may have similar issues. Maybe it's not CHARGE syndrome, but it just helps to be aware of the things that people might be dealing with around you. So Lisa's going to talk about her journey in getting her daughter Harlow diagnosed, what life looked like after that,
And the crazy thing is that during that really difficult time for their family, she also experienced some major, major health issues that she dealt with and has improved from, thankfully. But it was a really hard season in her life. But you know what? She is inspiring and positive and amazing. And she doesn't sugarcoat things by any means, but she definitely gives you hope that you can get through anything that you really put your mind to. So I can't wait for you to get to know Lisa next week. You're going to love her as much as I do. And I hope you have an awesome weekend. And next week, I'll bring you another episode with another extraordinary mom.